Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Unemployment has fallen to an all-time record low in this country of 3.8%. The CSO said the seasonally adjusted rate of joblessness fell from 3.9% in April to 3.8% in May, eclipsing the low achieved in the early 2000s when the Celtic Tiger was booming in this country. But what does that mean for employers who need more workers? Neil MacDonald is the CEO of Ismay and joins me now. Neil, you're very welcome to the programme. It's obviously a sign of a buoyant economy, this low level of joblessness, but is it hard for your members to recruit employees?
It is, absolutely, Cormac. And look, this is a great problem for a society to have. The lowest employment we ever had until now was back in 2001 at 3.9%. I have to say, we don't view that as full employment because there are countries that get employment below 3%. You know, it still means that almost one person in every 25 available for labour is not employed, but it's still a historically low rate of unemployment. Yes, it is hard for businesses to recruit labour and talent at the moment, but on the flip side for that, it's a seller's market for employees.
So which sectors finding it most difficult, Neil?
It's, you know, there's no single sector. IT, legal, engineering, people with sales skills, hospitality skills across the board, because unfortunately very large numbers of hospitality staff left that industry during the pandemic and haven't been enticed back as yet. So there's still, you know, sectors across the board are crying out for labour at the moment.
Yeah, you say it's a seller's market or an employee's market. They can come to a job interview with demands. Why do you think so many people then are finding it hard to make ends meet?
Because I suppose the flip side of a market that is inflating as ours is means that prices are rising. So, you know, you and I have talked before about the price of accommodation and consumer prices. And unfortunately, although not far from the highest in Europe, but our consumer prices continue to rise. And unfortunately, we have the unenviable position of since 2021 of having overtaken Denmark as having the highest consumer prices in the EU. So that remains very difficult. And while our businesses are looking abroad for labour, a lot of people upon arriving here do find that a cost of accommodation and consumer prices are very high. So that remains a deterrent and a disincentive to people entering.
So they don't want to come. I would understand that as well. I'm sure you do as well. You've had these conversations. What do you do then? We're in a bit of a pickle here. Employers need employees. They're not willing to come because of high rents and high mortgages and the high cost of goods in this country, and the people who are here working, a lot of people can't make ends meet. It seems that the only solution is to up salaries. No,
and the difficulty with that is, you know, and we've had this conversation around retail prices before, when the retailers have been saying to government that that's great, you want to put up salaries and we're doing it, and it, you know, when the national minimum wage has been put up, that drives all salaries up to about 30,000-35,000 euros a year. Mm-hmm. That unfortunately then reflects itself back in higher consumer prices, because the labour cost of grocery is between 8% and 20%. A lot of people fail to see the direct connection between the rate of pay that person working in your local supermarket is getting and how much you're paying for your groceries. But like it or not, there is a direct relationship. So what we have to do to tackle that, Cormac, is to make sure to the greatest extent possible that the other costs are under control in our economy. And unfortunately, because we have constricted, for example, the provision of accommodation so much, that is now the single biggest touch point across the board, whether you're a really small employer or whether you're a US multinational. Mm-hmm. The cost of accommodation for your staff is an absolutely lightning issue at the moment.
So that's a huge issue for employers, obviously, and the economy. But the problem there, Neil, if people are listening and they're wondering, if you're an employee or an employer and you're wondering about increasing salaries or asking for an increase, you're saying that housing is the issue that we need to look at. But that would take at least 5 to 10 years in many cases to see that kind of an impact on the economy for enough housing supply to come on the market. So what do you do in the meantime?
No, I mean, we challenge that narrative that it would take 5 to 10 years. I mean, the accommodation situation we're in now and the flight of, for example, of private landlords, you're absolutely right to say from a turn the sod and lay a brick perspective, that's a long-term play. But the departure of accommodation from the private rental sector has been 10 years in the making due to tax policy and regulation policy. So that's stuff that could be changed, you know, within this budgetary cycle, next October or even beforehand. The fact is that we have withdrawn the incentives to people to build accommodation, and we've taxed the incentives to provide rental accommodation out of existence. So these are things that are absolutely within government control. And a lot of people aren't aware, for example, that a new build accommodation, a new house, attracts 13.5% VAT that goes straight back to the Exchequer.
Sorry to cut across you, but they're really cogent arguments actually that you're making, and they will be discussed and reflected upon by government, I'm sure, in the fullness of the budgetary cycle. But in the meantime, there's a maximum business that, you know, well, you've told us before, to keep talent, an employer has to pay up. And isn't that the reality? If employees go to their employer and say, I'm out of here unless you pay me a little bit more because I can't function in this economy, what choice do employers have, I wonder?
They don't, Cormac. That's the very point we're making. And, you know, that's why we're saying, on the one hand, the government is trying to legislate its way through this by driving up wages. What's actually happening in the market is that those employers who can afford to pay more are already paying, are actually gazumping the government on whatever improvements they make on the on the minimum wage or elsewhere. So, you know, the message to employees, and I heard you talking about one that wasn't getting or hadn't had a pay rise in several years. The simple answer in market terms is, you know, those employees is walk. There are loads of employers that are willing to pay you more.
Okay, well, look, I'd love to hear from employees and employers on what their situation is. 51551, Neil MacDonald, CEO of Ismay. Good to talk to you again. Thank you for joining us.